the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian forces swept deeper into territory seized from fleeing Russian troops Monday as joyful residents returned to former frontline villages and Moscow grappled with consequences of the collapse of its occupation force in northeastern Ukraine. Ukraine's general staff said early Monday that its soldiers had recaptured more than 20 towns and villages in just the past day after Russia acknowledged it was abandoning Izium, its main stronghold in northeastern Ukraine. The battlefield advance marked the biggest Ukrainian success since early in the war when it thwarted a Russian attempt to seize the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's attack in the Kharkiv region seemed to surprise Moscow, which had moved away many of its troops from the area to the south, where Kyiv had publicly announced a counteroffensive. In a separate interview with the Reuters news agency Monday, Ukrainian Southern Military Command spokeswoman Natalia Humeniuk said the Ukrainian offensive had liberated a total of 500 square kilometers in the south. Those claims were not independently verified. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said the war in Ukraine is having a long-term impact on the health of Ukraine's people and is exacerbating the spread of disease. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the comments at the agency's Regional Committee for Europe meeting Monday in Tel Aviv.
The Russian Federation's invasion of Ukraine is having a devastating impact on the physical and mental health of Ukraine's people, with consequences that will reverberate for many years to come. We're now seeing an increase in cases of COVID-19 in Ukraine. We project that transmission could peak in early October, and hospitals could approach their capacity threshold.
This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles spoke to both houses of Parliament Monday for the first time as the kingdom's monarch. His brief address to approximately 1,000 lawmakers and their guests at London's Westminster Hall came after the lawmakers offered their formal condolences on the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, later traveled to Edinburgh Monday, where the King is joining his siblings for the solemn procession when his mother's coffin is taken from the Palace of Holyrood House, the official residence of the British monarch in Scotland, to St. Giles Cathedral. Elizabeth's body will lie in the cathedral where the public will be allowed to pay their respects. Sunday, her coffin was taken from Balmoral Castle, where she died Thursday, to Edinburgh. The hearse, accompanied by royal officials and security personnel, left Balmoral Castle shortly before midday, the beginning of Elizabeth's long and final journey. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday is laying out an ambitious plan to fight cancer while paying tribute to a 20th century U.S. president who also had ambitious science-related goals. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
60 years ago today, John F. Kennedy gave his moonshot speech.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. They are easy, but because they are hard.
At the JFK Library in Boston today, President Biden will detail his administration's own moonshot, a bid to, as the White House says, end cancer as we know it. He'll highlight what could be a game changer in diagnostic testing to dramatically improve early cancer detection, a study that looks to validate using blood tests for screening against multiple cancers. The American Cancer Society estimates more than 600,000 people will die of cancer diseases this year. The president's aiming to cut cancer deaths in half over the next 25 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran Monday expressed a readiness to cooperate with the UN's nuclear watchdog agency, saying that while the country does have obligations, it also has rights. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani told reporters Iran expects constructive actions from the International Atomic Energy Agency and its governing board. The board begins meetings Monday on a range of worldwide nuclear issues, including concerns about Iran's nuclear program. The IAEA had pushed Iran to provide credible answers about the presence of man-made uranium particles found at three undeclared sites in the country. Iran had sought an end to the investigation as part of talks to revive the 2015 international agreement that gave the country sanctions relief in exchange for limitations on its nuclear activity amid concerns it was working to develop nuclear weapons. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian forces have swept deeper into territories seized from fleeing Russian troops Monday as joyful residents returned to former frontline villages.